from inside, we all play the perfect game, the game of life, via a Christ-conscious state. The rules are all the same. It's just a game of life. That's it. But because of the cause and effect, and because we are all that one source, all one source, no matter who you are, you could be a Harvard University professor, or you could be in darkest Africa running around in a loincloth. You're still playing the very same game, the game of life. And with it, exactly the same desire, jealousy, hate, envy, greed, love, fear, insecurity, so on and so forth. Everybody on earth plays the same game. If you know your own game, you know the world's game. The more you know of your own game, the more you know of the world. This is why if you ever go beyond the mind of man to twig into this inner self, this inner mind, then you are beyond the mind of man and you have all this knowledge. The whole world doesn't know that, because the whole world is still caught up in the outside psychology. Outside psychology is from the mind, which stems from the past, which is absolutely of no value in finding the secret to happiness, for the simple reason it's the mind of man caught in the illusion of life. And it goes round in circles, because this is what the game of life is. We must forget the past. There is absolutely nothing from the past can help you now. There is only one thing that can help you, is seeing right now. Stop blaming the past for what you are. It's really a waste of time. Really, it's the biggest waste of time in the world. It's the biggest con game of all. It's to blame the past for what you are. Because you live in a world of beliefs from the past which are controlling you from a childhood. It's really crazy. We're no longer children, we're grown-up people. But because we're grown-up people, we're full of a bunch of garbage. Absolute bunch of garbage in our head. Silly, petty, unbelievable, illusionary beliefs. To find out the truth, you've got to have a second chance. So you've got to become like children again. And this becoming like children is seen for the first time beyond your mind, because you start to clear your head of all the beliefs. You become more and more beliefless, and you become more and more factual, because your silly beliefs have fallen away and now you can see what is instead of what isn't. You'll see the true reality of life, and the true reality of life is really beautiful. It really is. To see the ignorance of others is really beautiful, if you really see it. But if you're just looking at it and condemning it and judging it, then that's a hell of a place. You're caught in the mind. You've got to go past the judging. Really. It's all it is dropping thought. That's all you have to do, is drop the thought of it. If you have a fight with your spouse, drop the thought of it. You say, well, I can't because I'm still thinking about it. This is what we're trying to do, is telling you how the mind works to enable you to drop the thought of it. We just love to keep things going. Oh, we love a good fight. We love negativity all the way. We love it in television. We're always shooting each other and having a ball and freaking each other out with blazing infernos and the whole thing. And we just love it because we're so blind, we love to frighten ourselves. We actually live in fear. We really do. The entire world lives in a state of fear. It's like, it's almost like a nightmare if you really see it. Eh? But when you realize how it works, when you start to wake up and you start to realize that you're the creator of this illusion, this dream, then all of a sudden it changes to beauty, because you're the creator of the feelings. You're the creator of the illusions. You start to submit yourself once again to this inner self. And it's just, that's all it is. It's no big thing. It's nothing you've got to remember. It's nothing you can study. There's no techniques. To give you a technique is just a farce. An absolute farce. A technique is saying it's outside again. It isn't. There's only one way. It's to go inside and find the truth. There is no other way. There is only one way for a simple reason. Each individual soul must realize his own self. That's the only way. Via conscious state. There's always been one way, and there always will be just one way. Because everything is because it is. And is God. And what is God in motion. And if you accept what is, by dropping your free will, you're accepting God. Then you realize that you and God are one, and you've still got your free will and your free mind, but you've also got God. You've got the ocean to back up that little teardrop. Then you're free. But on the way up, life gets more beautiful, because each level of consciousness, it's a level of consciousness is one step higher towards your divine being inside. And with each step, information comes automatically to explain life clearer, to make it more positive. That's it. Every time, if you keep listening and you really want to hear, you'll hear and you'll find your happiness. And once you find this happiness, you'll want to spread it to others. And when you go to try and spread it to others, you find out, once again, it doesn't make sense. Because people will say, pardon? I have no idea what you're talking about. Or, well, of course, I've known that for years. I've read those things hundreds of times. They haven't read them. They've only looked at them. They haven't seen beyond the words. Because once you see beyond the word just once, from then on, you will always see and hear truth and accept it. Because once truth is accepted, you'll never let it go. For the simple reason, you've taken one step towards your inner self, and that's your level of consciousness. That's what you deserve in life. And it's so beautiful. Each step gets more and more beautiful. Because each step must drop negativity and all the bad feelings that go with it. And each step, and there's no end to it. Don't ever think you're smart, because really, there's nobody sitting in this room, including me, has the slightest clue of how life really, really works. It's so deep. You see, it's different talking about it and living it. Now, the living of truth is eternal, for the simple reason there's no end to it. That's why even Christ said, who was the highest man, as far as I know, to walk the face of the earth. That's why he said, what I can do, you can do, and more. Because he knew. He too was just a beginner. Because you see, this thing called God is endless. It has no beginning, and it has no end. It just is. And everything inside this isness is God. Eh? That's what the isness is. You could call God isness, but doesn't explain anything. Eh? But it's the same thing. It's just the clicking from the God outside to God within. The God outside is the illusion. The God within is the reality, because you go to the spiritual side to create the outside. The inside creates the outside. So therefore, outside and inside are God. But outside is the illusion, and inside is the reality. And you, if you take all your body away, and what's left is this space that has this information. Because, you see, you never go anywhere. Live or die, you never go anywhere. It's just an illusion. You only think you're going from here to there. And you only think you're going from airplane to wherever. Eh? Because it's all just an illusion. It's all a trip. And if you can really start to see this, magical things happen. Magical things happen. Because all of a sudden your life changes. All of a sudden your luck changes. All of a sudden your business changes. Everybody seems to go, everybody goes positive. Eh? Everything, because if you have a positive outlook in life, life treats you the same. You see, all feelings come from within. If you create anger, it's only a feeling. It's really not real. It's just a feeling that you have created blaming an outside object. Just a feeling. Just a thought. It's the same with insecurity. Really, there is no such thing. Insecurity is just a feeling to create the feeling of insecurity. And the wise mind uses it wisely. It uses it to have the feeling of insecurity against its body being damaged. But the sick mind uses insecurity against itself because of its ignorance. It creates its own problems and creates the feeling of insecurity. Insecurity makes you prove yourself. And the second you go out into the world to prove, you're tackling the entire world and you'll never make it. You'll never succeed because there's no end to proving. You've got to give up proving and just be you. Doesn't matter what anybody else says, just be you. And if you are you in a positive life, then you'll be happy. I'd really like to thank you for all coming. God bless.